Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Like us.
We're quite needy.
And comment on everything we post on Facebook.
Track us down at facebook.com/TNT Radio Empire.
Now get off Facebook
and listen to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Todd liked something I put up yesterday.
Did I?
Yeah, it said like it, Todd Brandt.
Was that Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I put a picture of my daughter behind the wheel, drive me to the store. And you liked it. And I started laughing. I said, now we're at that point. Todd is liking photos. We weren't even friends for a while on Facebook. What the hell was that?
I know.
I liked it better that way.
Next thing you know, I'll be commenting.
Don't do that. Don't
I won't.
Do that. Don't do that.
I'll just tell you in person. Does it make you nervous? Because I remember
we drove to the Walgreens.
Daughter.
We had to cross a couple streets. My wife's been behind with her more than I am. And apparently, when they get in the car together, they fight. And so they both show up last night after going to some softball thing, and Madison drove home, and they come through the garage door, you know, because women, you know, girls and mothers fight because they're the same person a lot.
Yeah.
And then the guy, the dad goes, okay, I'm just going to stay out of that one.
You think
so? With me, with Madison, I was more nervous in the parking lot when she first wanted to drive. We did it back before she was even 15 a couple of times, you know, sorry, in a parking lot. But driving down the road to the Walgreens, she did a fine job. But I do get a little nervous because I think she hits the gas quick. She goes back. And I remember distinctly, I was telling her the story last night because she got all upset. And I remember my dad, I had my permit. And in Pennsylvania, your permit came when you were 15. So you really even couldn't drive behind a wheel until you were over 15, maybe 15 and a half. My daughter just turned 15. I know it's different in Nebraska. But I'm on the turnpike from Central Pennsylvania to Pittsburgh to visit my sister with my parents. And my dad goes, do you want to drive? And of course, you're that age. Yeah. So I get behind the wheel, and you've been on that Pennsylvania turnpike. It's not exactly straight. It's not like driving through the Midwest.
No, it's a little curvy.
It curves. There's tunnels, huge tunnels. And
it curves, you have to slow down.
Slow down on, and tunnels. And, you know, at the time it was 60, 70 miles an hour. And I was behind the wheel, and I'm going down the road thinking, I shouldn't be driving.
Yeah.
But I couldn't tell him that. I said, I should not be doing this. So, but nobody's ever going to admit that. But I kept thinking, I'm putting the whole family in danger because I said yes, and I shouldn't be doing this. So I remember I told Madison, I said, listen, if you don't want to drive on the highway yet, we're not going to go there, because I told her the story. I don't want you killing us or everybody else on the road. Because, you know, kids will say they want to drive, and they're not qualified. They suck at it. Brand new kids suck at driving. Your daughter's probably sucked at driving. Everybody sucks at driving.
Yeah, I recall.
Even boys suck at driving.
Right. Miranda drove a little too close to the curb.
Yeah, that's what she does.
Yeah.
She was my wife, though, so it doesn't really matter.
And it made me a little nervous. In fact, not to sound like a pig, but most of the time when chicks are driving, it makes me kind of nervous. My wife is one of the few people that I'm okay driving with her. But other chicks,
Well, that means your wife's the same way. You just won't say it because your wife.
If
you
get to, no.
Not all chicks suck except for your wife. That's crap.
Yeah, I think it was a swing and a miss on not sounding like a pig.
Yeah. Just get drunk and ride with the sober person. I don't care who's driving for that matter.
And when you and Madison were driving, that was mommy's car, right?
Oh, yeah.
Not driving daddy's car.
She hasn't asked to drive mine. That's not going to happen. Craig joined the program.
No.
Yeah, you used to. You taught your daughter to drive, right?
Kinda.
Yeah, well, we're having she's going to take the course, too, from a
You've got to. That helps with the insurance, if nothing
else. Plus, well, I want somebody that's not her mom or me yelling at her, you know?
See, when it came around to it, Christy did the bulk of the, you know, training the kids to drive.
Yeah, but I still think you need somebody. I know we had somebody train us, too.
No, it was mostly her and not a lot of me.
Didn't have to go through a school, like driver's ed? There's driver's ed now.
Yeah, they had the driver's school, the driver's training. Yeah. I just remember my first experiences with one of my babysitters at the time. And yeah, she was...
Whoa. Did we just get into a penthouse forum here?
Just stop right there.
She was... she had her license, but she was had to take the test to learn...
What'd she do? She at your house, right?
A stick. So we drove her on the a parking lot and taught her how to shift gears. And then when she was driving into her parents' driveway, she confused the brake and the clutch.
Oh, yeah, you can do that.
Bam! Hit right in the middle of the driveway between the two doors.
Yeah, I know you're supposed to learn.
That's funny.
I think all kids
ruin both doors. Yes. Well, yeah, actually, I think it was a pretty cheap fix. Cheaper than they thought. But it was the a little bit of space between the two doors, and she hit that.
I couldn't imagine teaching my daughter how to drive a clutch. I know that the fact is that most kids don't know, and you should learn. I learned on international scout, little Jeep. My dad had truck/Jeep, 1968, and had a big, you know, grinding the gears and clutch. I'm not going to teach them to drive because I don't want to drive on one car, but can you imagine teaching somebody to drive a clutch on a hill?
Oh, no.
There's not a lot of hills here, but there's enough. I'll come up with your hill, you have probably the biggest hill in the city. It's not even that big. Yeah. You know, the kind of your car starts drifting back and you're freaking out.
But anymore, it's really difficult to find a car with a stick. True. Unless it's like a sports car.
Well, you got to buy them, yeah. You have to actually go out and buy them.
Trucks. Yeah. Some trucks still
trucks,
come.
Trucks, right.
I learned to drive a stick in a frozen cornfield in a 1973 Chevy Love.
There you go. That's how you learn.
Hunter Orange.
Yeah.
God-awful ugly truck.
That is ugly.
Oh, the Dirk Diggler truck.
Yes, it is Dirk Diggler.
Yeah, my dad had one when I was growing up.
Yeah. I'm going to take you out to the cornfield and put on a show for you. $20.
And the first time I ever drove, we come back up to the house, and he's like, here, back it up to the garage. And I was like,
back it up?
I was like 12, jeez, 13. And he's like, and I was crapping myself. Like,
obviously.
Back it up? What?
And you're 12, a 12-year-old puss. Yeah.
Made a Chevy Love in the cornfield. Go faster.
Don't shake your
head. Go faster.
Okay, 12-year-old, I should probably call by his real name when I say that, right? I should not say 12-year-old puss, right?
At least the name you and his mom gave him.
Oh, you were there.
Now, is this going to happen? Well, kind of got together, didn't we?
We asked you if you liked it.
In my case, with Zane.
Plus, it might have been yours, too.
Zane showed no interest in driving until he was like about 17.
There's a lot of kids nowadays are saying that's the way it's happening. Not my daughter. She wants to drive really, really soon. But I've read that story. This kid with social media now, and the kids aren't as quick to drive like we were.
Yeah, but as a parent, don't you want your kid to drive so you don't have to haul his ass around?
I would rather not have my daughter drive, but I know she has to. I guess knowing how to drive is better than not knowing how to drive. You're right.
Yeah.
And hauling people around is a pain in the ass.
It is kind of bittersweet because,
everybody said on my Facebook page, welcome to a new designated driver. That was a big one.
But you also don't have to, you know, pick her up at school anymore, which is nice. But then you got
to
get her a damn car.
That's what I don't want.
And then you got to worry about, you know, what the hell is she doing in a damn car?
I don't want to think about that.
Well, you will.
I know.
Trust me.
We know where they're at all the time now. We have that tracker on the phone. They can't go anywhere.
Well, I was more worried about their
accidents,
their skill level.
Yeah, exactly.
At that point,
I don't want to think about it. You're right.
Craig,
how you doing, Craig?
Last 5 minutes of the last segment, defending your TV recommendations.
And nobody.
I contend that you...
No. Recommendations.
You have never
said
me
C-SPAN
wrong.
2.
You have a problem with C-SPAN 2? With book TV on C-SPAN 2?
Yes. It's boring as hell.
I won't watch it. Yeah, I don't care who the author is.
Jeez.
Hot Asian chick, I don't care.
But if
that's
Craig
okay,
thinks we might be interested,
and I wouldn't.
He'll text us, and more often than not, I find your recommendations interesting.
Absolutely.
And you know what else you turned me on to?
I don't know. Yeah. You guys are geeks. I don't think so. Puss on my side here.
Yeah, I would not be aware of Angie Puss Tribeca.
Puss and I are just too cool.
Yeah, the Rashida Jones.
Well, that's actually a TV show.
Yeah,
so
the
I'll
Rashida Jones comedy on TBS.
I heard that's funny. I heard that's funny.
It is.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I don't doubt that that's funny. I just haven't gotten around to it.
Yeah, I got too much.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
No.
Yeah,
much.
You should. No, some people have time for that.
Yeah, it's 20 minutes. There's too much stuff, man.
Okay, I ain't got time for that.
Yeah, but it's a nice lighthearted comedy.
I do like that. I do like that.
Oh, yeah, you've got to. You have got to. So
John Gannett and Greg Warren later on. Paul Mercurio's on the runway in New York City bitching right now. He'll be here later.
Yes.
He'll be here this afternoon. But
yes, back. He's unhappy with his airline.
Yeah,
that's all we'll say.
The airport runway. Yeah. You make him sound like he's a model.
No, no.
Paul Mercurio on the runway. Wearing some evening wear.
Right.
He's got the evening wear going. And he makes it look good. Right. Oh, we never got around to this yesterday.
Yes, email.
Email from a lady who got a job at a manufacturing plant. She's an engineer. 27-year-old female, recently graduated, started working as an engineer at a manufacturing plant. She wanted to explain about how old guys can get away with a little harassment because they're cute and old or and funny.
It was an SNL bit, basically. Yeah. And it's true, though.
I had to make the rounds in different departments to get the feel for the place before I started my actual job. My third day of the plant, I meet what I think is a pretty nice old guy. He kept calling me sweetheart. No big deal. I might be a liberal, but I'm not a puss. Anyway, he ended up touching my waist a couple of times, which, again, not a big deal. But I started to notice he was going out of his way to walk behind me in tight spaces in order to touch me. I don't think I usually overreact about this type of stuff, but I started joking around with the guys around me, not the old pervert.
Right.
And it turned out the old guy did this to all of the women who came through.
First of all, how old is this woman? Is she how old she is?
She said she was 27.
I'm afraid to ask how old the guy is.
Oh, she's 27 now, so this was a few years ago.
Okay.
All of the women that came through. Okay, so at one point I was on top of a machine helping build it, and the old guy said I needed some music so I could start dancing for him.
Yeah, that's a stripper comment.
You can't do
that.
Yeah, that might be too far.
I just took a sexual harassment thing yesterday.
Well, this is what I started at, getting noisy about the situation, because apparently the managers, supervisors, all knew the guy acted this way. At the same time, I didn't want to be the new girl who came in and started claiming sexual harassment. In the end, the guy got written up for his behavior, but I honestly doubt much will change as his behavior seemed acceptable to management. I'm glad I don't have to deal with him anymore, but I feel bad for the ladies to do.
So,
love the show. Keep rocking.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. But I was watching, because our compliance, our company's got this compliance crap, and I was like a year back and four different videos, and I got an email yesterday, and I'm thinking, oh, man, this is such, this is what sucks about these, Craig, as you know this, is that I don't have time to do that at work. So that's actually on my free time. So I put it on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's just sitting at their cubicle and doing that at work.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. So why do I have to do it? I'm not better than anybody else. I'm just saying I can't do it at work.
You could.
No, I couldn't. I'm here.
Well, theoretically, whatever. You could sit around for another half hour.
Yeah, I ain't doing that. So right. I clicked on it, and I was four back. So I've still got two to go. And they're just excruciatingly long. And you can actually answer the questions wrong, and they just say what you got wrong, and you move on. I do like that part.
Yeah.
Some of them are shorter than others. But, there's one or two of them that are only like 5 minutes.
There was a bunch of harassment stuff, the first one, and I'd forgotten about. But it was not just sexual. It was also religious and blah, blah, blah. And the only thing you can't be sued for, I realize, is you can give people crap about their politics all the time, apparently.
Can you?
Yeah. That wasn't one. It's not the one. It's not. You might get yelled at by your boss, but it's not protected. You know, ageism, sexism, religion. There was a bunch of lists because I just took it yesterday. But the one was, I kept saying, this one guy says to the one guy, the actor comes up and he walks to his cubicle and there's a Muslim looking guy sitting there, a brown guy. And he goes, hey,
towel head.
Yeah. But he goes, hey, Shazier, whatever his name was. Yeah. Michael Shazier. Hey, something. He gives him some Muslim name. It's Susie's birthday and we're having cake. And he goes, you got to come. And he goes, you know, it's no, Jim, I will wish Susie happy birthday later on, but I can't have cake. You know, it's Ramadan. And I go, a ding dong, right. So they keep revisiting that one. And then the guy comes back to his desk later on, and the dude put a piece of cake on his desk.
That's harassment.
I knew that. I'm not stupid. I knew that. But I got a couple ones wrong.
Don't give them.
I thought that's
cake.
Kind of a gray area. But one of them that's about sexual harassment was there was a girl in the office that was pretty flirty. And if she's flirty and guys are flirty back, she's got nothing.
That's okay?
That's okay. And they talk about that. You remember that one? Because you guys probably took it the week it was available. I know Craig was way behind.
Yeah,
I was way behind.
I took it.
Yeah, I was
back.
Way behind.
This was back in June, this compliance
oh,
one.
Oh, no, I'm pretty sure.
I know you haven't taken it. It was June. Yet. I took it yesterday.
Yeah I did that one a couple of weeks ago.
But basically they said, yeah, if the girl's really, really flirty in the office and you're flirty back, she's got nothing. Now, you can't grab her, I'm sure. But if they're saying, how you doing?
Well, yeah,
you
know? if it's going both ways.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I assumed you can't even do that.
Oh, so I didn't realize. I missed that
You
part.
Missed that, yeah.
So if she's parading around saying, who's going to take care of this, you're fine.
I guess. I don't know if it's that flirty.
But I don't know if they consider that flirty.
They had her kind of being a hussy. In the video, they had her kind of being a hussy.
Somebody's going to get me pregnant. Walking around through the office. She's fair game. That kind of chick.
And you can't rub the back of chicks, too. Those guys have always been creepy.
How about their belly? Can you rub their belly?
I don't know. Good point. It didn't say belly.
Yeah, it doesn't specify that.
Yeah, I couldn't have typed that in.
Yeah.
Couldn't have typed that in.
My dog's like that.
But I thought about this, and I thought that I realized you can't sexually harass your dog. Well, basically,
yeah.
I guess you probably
can. Yes, you could.
Yes, golden retrievers and women in the office are very similar.
Humane Society might have something to say about sexually harassing your dog. So the thing about that, I was watching the video, I was just laughing. I said, you know what? I realize it does matter when we go in the hallway, but it doesn't matter in here. I mean, we do all that on a daily basis. We sexually harass each other.
Right.
Every break. So the quiz, I realize it's corporate, and everything's corporate now, so you got to have this stuff. And it would be a pain in the ass if you're in an office somewhere and some guy's, you know, saying, dance for me, you know?
It would. Because I don't know how to dance.
Yeah, I just replied to that lady. I said, can we just not use puss as a derogatory term, please? And she apologized. I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking.
But I do like the fact that she said, the guy said, you're pretty thing, and she's no big deal. I know that sounds kind of creepy from an old guy, or even a young guy, you're a pretty thing. Well, a young guy you're not attracted to, then he would bitch.
There's that.
So, but yeah, don't say a ding dong. They do say that in the video. Do not respond with a ding dong.
Now you tell me. What about the political stuff?
It said it's
can you go in and just insult people for who they voted for?
I guess. It's not covered.
Well, there are specific things that you can't.
Right.
Mention.
Yeah.
Or give people a hard time about.
There's no law against giving people crap. They did one where I thought in the PC world you weren't allowed to do it. One of the videos showed somebody giving somebody crap about something and it's not covered. It's just basically get over it. You know?
Can I pay someone to do these for me? Just give my login information?
Yes. Puss, probably.
Yeah. Because I'm in no mood.
Oh, they're brutal.
Oh, and
I'm not even done.
Ever.
Yeah. I stopped.
That might have been the one that took longer than they said
I got one right. Puss, there's one about like safety goggles and things. I'm thinking,
yeah,
are you kidding me?
It was how to be safe in situations when you're doing live reporting.
Yeah, this is a TV thing. We don't do that.
We don't do that.
No.
I missed that one.
Yeah.
I think I'm caught
I wouldn't
up
say
too.
You missed it, Bob.
While setting up the satellite truck.
Yeah. Yeah, stuff like
that.
Yeah,
that kind of stuff.
Make sure the tires are properly inflated.
Know your exit routes from where you park your live truck.
Yeah. When loading in a sound effect, don't get a paper cut on your mouse ball. See, that's what I need. The only danger I'm sitting here is maybe electricity and rolling my finger on a mouse ball.
And getting a paper cut off your mouse ball.
Well, you might get a paper cut.
Yeah, I am most susceptible to paper cuts.
Yeah, my mouse ball is pretty sharp. I don't know why.
My biggest daily hazard is static electricity in this joint.
Yeah, for some reason.
It is just ridiculous.
I just hate that.
Yeah, you're a paper cut guy. I'm getting like carpal from my mouse ball.
Mm-hmm.
And Todd's typing a lot.
Yeah,
you have finger carpal, right?
I could.
This is a dangerous gig, man.
We should probably get you some wrist braces.
It's a dangerous gig.
And I think this keyboard is also riddled with all kinds of virus and bacteria. There's a hazard there.
And man stuff.
Well, and I don't think it's at an ergonomically correct angle for your hand.
Probably
not.
Not
at all.
And I could poke my eye out with the pen. These are my occupational hazards.
Good point.
That poking your eye out with your pen thing, that's kind of on you, though, isn't it?
It kind of is.
It's
I was walking the dog yesterday, and that's not a euphemism.
Well,
and there were guys on a roof in that wind yesterday.
Oh.
Putting up gutters, and I said, man, that's
hell no, that's
a real job.
And they were not strapped in any way, shape, or form?
Yeah, they were at the...
They have
no,
to
these
be,
guys
don't
weren't.
They?
Well, one guy was. I wasn't really paying attention. I'm just saying that that's a job you got to worry about safety.
Mm-hmm. Were they white?
You know, I have a tough job, too. My mouse ball gets stuck once in a while. And I can't hit the sound effects real quickly. You know, there you go.
Great ass!
See there, I can... Oh, it's working now. All right.
Yeah, every now and then you can't spell right when you're typing into the computer.
Well, that's for sure, right.
Oh, that, you know, we have to worry about that.
Yep.
On Monday.
What happened Monday?
When I ask you.
This coming Monday?
Yes.
Okay.
When I ask you if you went to the movie theater over the weekend, are you going to say, yes, me and everybody else saw Star Wars The Last Jedi?
I will not see that because I don't know what they're about anymore. Only because
did
I was
you ever
77. Yeah, I saw the original when I was in high school.
Okay,
and it was
but did
good.
You know what it was really about?
Well, I'm just saying I watched it and paid attention at the time, and I think I saw the second one. Then after that, I don't think I've seen anything completion. Now I know I'm an anomaly here. I know a lot of people really freak out about this
they
crap.
Do.
I never watched the I just don't care.
Here's
so
my
I
problem.
I will not ever see it, and it won't. My life will go on.
My problem is because I missed a lot of them in the middle, which I understand some of them were crappy.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can't keep up with the new characters.
Yeah, I don't care either. Right. No, I realize that people... No, I don't want to see that at all. But
even in the retro ones, it's like, oh, okay, that's Han Solo. Oh, okay, that's Princess Leia. It's... The first one seemed...
Well, those two are...
First couple seemed so simple.
I think
because
they didn't overload you with a bunch of characters.
Well, they were also basically the original one, so you didn't have anything. There was no backstory for you at all.
No,
you watched 77, the first three, which obviously I know were the second three. But the bottom line is the first three movies for years were just those movies, and everybody knew those. They knew everything.
Yeah, it was a trilogy,
and then they came back in the early 2000s, late 1990s. With the three prequels that apparently just got all abused by you people that like that crap.
Okay.
And I have no idea what's happening now, so
yeah,
I don't care.
Then it started getting a little complicated. So on Monday, you will not say, yes, I went and I saw Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Nah, probably not.
The only thing I want to see
I can't imagine.
Right. I did downsizing.
Either. I saw the last two.
Yeah, they say that depending on how you count, this is either the eighth or ninth movie in the series.
Yeah.
What do you mean, how you count? Yeah. I mean, I know you don't know.
Really?
That just sounds stupid.
There should be a definitive number. What, one of them doesn't count?
Apparently, to some people, one of them doesn't count.
I'm sure it's life-changing. I saw our buddy Greg Morton, who's a complete geek, tweet out a picture of him. Just it said, me waiting for the new Star Wars. He's got his goofy face.
Oh, Josh Sneed. Remember Josh is a big Star Wars geek.
Sneed's a complete geek.
I saw Sneed getting all worked up the other day because he put something on Twitter, like his kid dressed up like some Star Wars character, and Mark Hamill liked it.
I'm surprised Sneed even has a woman.
Oh, does he?
I know. It,
he's got a kid.
Two.
Oh, that's
somebody
right.
had sex
two.
With
that's
him.
That's right.
Well, his Bengals suck, so he's got nothing else. You know, I love you, Sneed, if you're listening to this.
And I love Greg
Pitchers
Morton.
Pitchers and catchers, man. Pitchers and catchers.
Oh, we love Greg Morton. Yeah.
So, to answer your question, Craig, on Monday, we will likely be saying no.
Right.
unless there's something else out there.
And that's fine. People
that
like that. Have fun. Enjoy it.
Go see that movie Rainn Wilson called us about.
Yeah, I saw...
At least he called.
He tweeted out his shaved head yesterday. Before they put the tube on for the movie, yeah. I'm not going to see that either. All right. I can see any of that. I'm going to go see Paul Mercurio, watch a lot of basketball and football. That's what I'm going to do. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.